Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. The weather outside is starting to feel like spring. Spring signals the end of winter, which means longer days and increased energy from more sunshine and nicer weather. So what better way to celebrate the changing of the calendar? With some spring cleaning. Spring cleaning is the act of cleaning all of a place well, including parts that you don't clean very often. It's a deep clean, a renewal. It's about cleaning better than you usually do in places that often get overlooked, like the corners of the room, the backside of a door, the back of cupboards. Cleaning out what is no longer useful, needed, helpful, or life-giving. Dr. Benjamin Hardy talks about getting rid of the 80%, letting go of the 80% that is not needed, that's holding you back, and just keeping the 20% that's more of a priority, that's relevant, really important, that's going to move you forward. Spring cleaning is about reorganizing, rearranging, restructuring, resetting, or shaking things up a bit, making things fresh and new. This month, we're going to focus on cleaning out our environment, our mind, our body, and our spirit. But today, we're talking about spring cleaning or deep cleaning our environment. So, what do we mean by environment? Environment is the physical space in which you live and work. It's your house. It's where you live. It's the various rooms inside where you live. The bedrooms, the kitchen, living rooms, closets, storage spaces, laundry room, office space. It's also outside your house. Your yard, the landscape beds, your garden, if you have one, a garage, a shed maybe. And it's also your work environment. What is your workspace like? Whether you work outside your home or inside your home, what does that designated workspace look like? And what does your desk look like? It's those places. So really, what does your environment look like? If you're in your home or in your office space, look around. What do you see? Is it neat, clean, and organized? Or is it cluttered and piled of stuff and papers and there's lots of little things laying around? If it's messy or cluttered, how does it make you feel? Check in with yourself. Are you feeling a little stressed or overwhelmed with the amount of things laying around? But this also includes noise and pollution in these environments. How loud is the environment in which you are living in or working in? Is there a lot of other people, a lot of background noise? Is there a lot of electronics, either buzzing or on, like a TV or a radio, or maybe somebody's playing some video games kind of loudly, or other family members are around? Or maybe there's even some ceiling fans or heaters or things going on. It all contributes to noise in the background. And how is the environment? Is it smoky? Does it have some kind of weird smells to it? Are there toxins lurking around? If you live in a larger city, is there smog? Cluttered, messy, noisy, and polluted environments have been linked to mental health issues such as depression and anxiety. Having a lot of stuff around is energy draining, is overwhelming. It can zap your motivation and can increase procrastination. And it reminds us often about a lot of undone things, undone chores, or endless things to do. But these environments also can cause us to waste a lot of time, and not allowing us to get things done because we're spending time looking for missing things, shuffling papers around, which can lead to frustration and stress. Well, at least it does to me. I don't know about you, but if I can't find something, I can get totally frustrated and stressed out. But this cluttered or messy environments can also be social isolating because you might be embarrassed about the condition of your home. You might not want to have friends over, dinner parties, or family to spend the night. You might not even want your kids to have friends over because you don't want anyone to see how dirty or messy your house is. And if I could see you, nod if you agree, if this is you, because it's me. It was me. I really don't like cleaning, mainly because the satisfaction doesn't last long. Putting all the time and effort into cleaning and organizing seems like a waste of time sometimes because it's just going to get dirty in like 30 minutes, especially when my kids come home. I would often put off cleaning as long as possible. And when I would actually clean and try to have the kids help me, my kids would ask, "Who's coming over?" Yeah, it was that bad. But if that's the motivation I need to clean, then I need to invite more people over. How about you? But also, cluttered and messy environments can increase financial stress due to lost bills that are under piles of stuff, which can cost you money in late fees or interest, or you're not able to find receipts to get a refund or an exchange an item that you don't want, or finding receipts that could help save on taxes. It can also cause increased financial stress because it can remind you that you're buying too many things that you don't need or that you've never even used, or sometimes multiples of the same item because it was kind of lost somewhere. Or in my case, I lose notes reminding me to cancel subscriptions that I don't use that keep showing up on my credit card every month, costing me more money. It can also cause more health problems with increased toxins or stress that it causes on the body. So, what are the benefits of spring cleaning in general? Well, it can have an overall positive effect on your health. It can relieve stress and anxiety. It improves your sleep. It can reduce asthma and allergy risks. It can improve your mood, increases creativity. It's also good exercise. Cleaning and moving boxes and things around, you're up and moving. It's good exercise. It can also increase productivity and concentration, and it helps you think better. And it can let our mind let go of things that we worry about because we're kind of doing, mundane, mindless tasks when we're cleaning and kind of help mentally relax us while our body is still being active and moving about. But the greatest reward, I think, sometimes is the sense of accomplishment and control as we take charge of our environment. Because we can find things easier, we're more organized, productive. It also sets up other good habits into motion. So we want to continue those things. So, how do you actually tackle cleaning your environment inside and out? Well, you got to decide enough is enough and you got to get it going, right? You want to spring clean your environment. So, where do you start? Start small. Start with one area at a time. Maybe it's a drawer or a closet or the top of your desk or a landscape bed outside. Then you got to prepare yourself. Prepare, get some empty boxes or trash bags. Gather all of your cleaning supplies and the tools and make sure you have them in ready to go when you're ready to clean. Then turn on some music. Maybe a podcast, maybe your favorite radio station, maybe an audiobook. Get your mind, free. Get it going. Get some motivation of something positive to listen to. And remind yourself of why you want to do this. What is the outcome that you're looking for? You want those benefits. You want that ability to feel good, a sense of accomplishment. You want to have things organized and neat so you can think and work better. Just how good. Think about how good you'll feel when it's done, when it's clean. And then you're ready to tackle the project. But first, you gotta declutter. Yep. Can't clean until you declutter it. You gotta remove the trash. You gotta remove the unwanted items so you have fewer items to clean around. Separate these items into piles, boxes, or trash bags. A pile of keep or recycle, throw away, sell, or donate. You pick the categories, but determine, do you keep it? Do you not keep it? And how are you, if you're not gonna keep it, are you gonna recycle it, throw it away, sell it, or donate it? Once an area is organized and decluttered, then clean it. Wipe down all the surfaces, sweep or vacuum the area, get it all nice and clean. And then the stuff that you want to keep, put it back in an organized manner. File the papers, organize the books, do whatever it takes to make that section that you have done completed. Then take a step back and admire your work. What do you see? Is it clean and organized space that you just can't wait to work in? How do you feel? Are you proud of yourself? Do you feel accomplished? You feel good? Right. That was the whole purpose of spring cleaning your environment. Spring cleaning your environment is so beneficial to your overall physical, mental, and emotional health. It can improve productivity, your mood, your sleep, along a host of other benefits. It's the season to make a fresh start. So, what area are you going to clean first? Cleaning one area of our environment often increases the motivation to organize other areas of our environment and our lives. And it creates that snowball effect or that ripple effect. And we take it on to another room, another aspect, another area that we want to clean in our environment. So, what area will you start with? Next week, we'll discuss spring cleaning our minds. Out with the old and in with the new. So have a great week. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcast or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.